Well, next week, the Ferris State Bulldogs will be opening up their brand new football season, and we have Coach Jeff Pierce with us right now. And Jeff, we're sitting here a beautiful Friday morning at Top Taggart Field. You just completed your last scrimmage before you get into game week, and you had a pretty good turnout, a lot of family and friends and new students coming out to check out the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was a great morning, you know, and it was a great opportunity to kind of wrap up our camp, and we're a week away from showtime and excited for it, you know, trying to put the past behind us. And it's been a really good camp. The guys have been very focused. It's all business-like, you know. We have very high expectations in our football program, and you got to make that commitment, and you got to make that improvement where you have to go to get back to the top, and that's what we're striving for.
Well, now, the Great Lakes Conference just seems to keep getting bigger and bigger. You've had a couple of new teams coming in, so it doesn't look like the job gets any easier as you look down your schedule.
No, there's no question about it. You know, every weekend you've got to be ready to play to the top of your game or you're not going to have success. And, you know, we're getting tested right out of the blocks. Our first two teams that we'll played in the NCAA tournament last year. But that's fine. I mean, that's fine. I'm excited about where our football team is right now. And those are the kind of challenges that we want to take on. We're going to take it one step at a time. You know, once we get into that first ball game and find out where we're at, and then we've got to take the steps from there and continue to improve each week and get these guys ready to play football. And they can't wait, and I can't wait for that first opportunity at Hillsdale.
Well, now, last year it was a tough season. I don't know if the eventual one-loss record really indicated, though, how close you were, because you did play some close ball games.
Yeah, you know, when you look back at it, you know, I mean, we were competitive, but it put a chip on our shoulders, and that's the way it is, you know, and that's not where we want to be, and that's fine. And I've really seen our guys respond to that. You know, when you get knocked on your butt, staying down is not an option. And we've got the guys in the program that are ready to get after it. And kind of exciting because there's a little different swagger to these guys. And they've put in the commitment during the offseason. Right now, during camp, I mean, it's been all business, like I mentioned earlier. And, you know, we're just excited to take that step forward. We've got some new things that we're doing. You know, we made a few changes since last year, kind of different direction with our offense. And tweaking some other things in the program, so we're just excited to road test it here.
Well, can you tell us maybe some of the names to be watching for, be listening for as you go through? Who do you see as guys emerging as real leaders on this team?
Well, you know, offensively, you know, it's nice to have your quarterback, Tom Snyder, you know, coming back for a third year of experience at quarterback. Unfortunately, last year he didn't get a chance to play much because of an injury, but to see him develop, you know, go from, you know, actually his third year in the program to fourth year, but second year of playing to third year of playing, really taking those steps forward that he's taken, and he's feeling so much more comfortable with what we're doing. And skill-wise, you know, we offensively, we have two deep at just about all our positions right now, and guys that are returning from last year and new guys that are coming up into the program that are competing with them. So it's going to be exciting, you know, and with our offense right now, we're spreading people out. You know, it's a good solid plan to get the ball in different people's hands, and it's going to be exciting to see how some of these guys work. Defensively, you know, getting Chad Wilson back. He missed all last season with an injury in camp, and coming back as a veteran, you know, defensive back is going to be great. You know, he's kind of the quarterback in that outfit. And Matt Ryan as a linebacker spot, you know, with all the years of experience he's had. And, you know, there's a couple great leaders that I think that are going to really help the defense come with the attitude they need to.